Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, how many Western holidays can you name? Go ahead. Try to think of a few. There's Christmas, of course. Christians also celebrate Easter, and that'll be April 1st this year. No joke. What other holidays are there? Is there a special holiday on March 17th? Yes, sir, you bet. The title of today's lesson is St. Patrick's Day Celebrations. That's right. St. Patrick's Day is today, so happy St. Patrick's Day. And what better way to celebrate than by learning about it with Studio Classroom? Well, people celebrate by doing different things. Today we'll learn a little about what Rebecca did to celebrate growing up. Wait, does that mean she's Irish? We'll find out. Hey, people are supposed to wear green on St. Patrick's Day, but I don't have a lot of green on. Let's see if I can do something about that. Okay, let's get started.
St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Celebrating St. Patrick's Day with an Irish family. St. Patrick's Day is finally here, I shouted. My heart pounded with excitement as I threw on my dance costume and wig. I could already hear Irish music ringing in my ears. A cultural and religious holiday, St. Patrick's Day is celebrated by Irish people around the world with dancing, parades, and great food. I grew up enjoying Irish dancing, so each year I eagerly awaited St. Patrick's Day. I got to dance all day and celebrate being Irish.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 wig 这个名词。wig 是指假发。例如 ,wigs made of real human hair cost a lot more than synthetic ones. 真发做出来的假发比人造发丝的假发贵很多。或者是 Monica's black bob wig and white shirt made her look like Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction. Monica包裹发型的黑色假发和白衬衫让它看起来很像黑色追妻令里面的乌玛舒曼。或者是 The cancer patient started to wear wigs because of her hair loss. 这位癌症病患因为掉头发而开始戴假发。接下来我们看的是 await 这个动词。await 是指等待。至于如果要用副词来修饰这个动词是要放在 await 的前面。例如 fans patiently awaited the superstar at the airport for several hours. 粉丝花了好几个小时在机场耐心等候着这位超级巨星。Await 也指某件事情降临或等着要发生。例如 tons of work awaited me when I got back from my vacation. 我度假回来时就马上有许多工作等着我。Await和 wait 都是等待，但是 wait 是一个非及物动词，所以后面需要加上介系词 for 才会加受词。例如 Max is waiting for his girlfriend outside her home. Max 正在女朋友家外面等他。
Oh, I'm sorry, Rebecca. Did I kick you while I was Irish dancing?
Wait. What were you doing?
Touch my boots.
I was doing some Irish dancing because that's what our lesson is all about. So, Rebecca, why don't you join me?
Gabe, why don't you just stop for just a moment?
What?
And we can actually talk about the lesson. You don't need to dance, really. It was a good try, good effort...But no, seriously,
you, guys,
you don't need to dance.
Hold on a second, friends. You have no idea. Rebecca is always telling me how excited she is about Irish dancing. And she always teaches everybody how to do some Irish dancing. And now you want me to stop.
Well, I didn't teach you that. No, Gabe, seriously.
That's not Irish dancing?
That's not Irish dancing. I actually don't know what that was.
Well, I'm just trying to get into the spirit of St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, let's do it.
Because today is St. Patrick's Day, so friends,
happy St. Patrick's Day!
Here you go, Rebecca.
Why are you giving this to me?
Well, it's green.
Well, I'm already wearing green. So, and I notice you're wearing green too.
Too bad
for you, so I can't pinch you.
Right, yes, exactly. Because on St. Patrick's Day, a tradition is if somebody is not wearing green, then you can go over and pinch them just like this.
But Gabe, I'm wearing green.
Oh, right, sorry.
So please don't pinch me again. And over there, over there.
Rebecca, do you like all of the green things that I'm wearing?
Typically, it's better to wear green that matches. You're wearing all different shades of green. Green,
my green SC Challenge shirt.
Green.
Studio classroom shirt right here, a green sweater right here, a green scarf.
Okay, I get it.
My hat's green. You're wearing green.
So yeah. Let's get into this lesson about St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Celebrating St. Patrick's Day with an Irish family. That would be my family.
That's right. Rebecca did write this lesson. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a cool insight into Rebecca's history and background. Rebecca, maybe you've told me before, but I didn't. Maybe I forgot. You're part Irish?
Yes, my family's part Irish. My grandparents, great-grandparents, immigrated from Ireland, or they immigrated to the United States.
Oh, so cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Rebecca, that's why she loves Irish dancing so much.
Oh, yes. Well, let's get into this lesson. St. Patrick's Day is finally here, I shouted. My heart pounded with excitement as I threw on my dance costume and wig.
Okay, I'm excited about learning from you more about this lesson, but I'm also excited about some of the things you wrote in our lesson. For example, this phrase, if your heart pounds, well, that means it's beating really fast. And there are different things that could cause your heart to beat fast or your heart to pound. Our lesson says, my heart pounded with excitement. So Rebecca was really excited, it caused her heart to pound. How else can you use this phrase?
Well, your heart could pound with fear. Greg's heart pounded with fear as he stood there, staring at the big brown bear.
Oh, or maybe your heart could pound with nervousness before you have to go on stage to give a speech or do a performance of some kind. So think of some way to use that phrase, friends. Rebecca says, my heart pounded with excitement as I threw on my dance costume and wig. And so Rebecca was kind enough to lend us some pictures for today's lesson.
That's right. Now, this dance costume is very special. Because I did design it.
You did not.
I did too.
I didn't make it.
I designed it. I designed the colors and, of course, the design of it. And once you reach a certain level in Irish dancing, you can design your own costume. And that was my costume.
So that means you reached a pretty high level. Good job, Rebecca.
Yes. Good job, me.
Very nice. And wig. Okay, so she says, I could already hear Irish music ringing in my ears. Now, if something is ringing in your ears, you use this phrase when you can actually hear something, like some music, or when you can just imagine the sound.
That's right. Well, let's keep going. A cultural and religious holiday, St. Patrick's Day, is celebrated by Irish people around the world with dancing, parades, and great food.
That would probably be my favorite part of St. Patrick's Day, because I'm not a good dancer. Okay, so Rebecca continues, I grew up enjoying Irish dancing, so each year I eagerly awaited St. Patrick's Day. That doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't surprise me either.
Right. Well, Rebecca says, I grew up doing something, and this is a useful phrase for you to know as well. Mm-hmm. I grew up, and then verb ing. What did you grow up doing, friends? For me, I grew up playing games, lots of different kinds of games. I grew up playing games outdoors with my neighbors.
And I grew up dancing.
Yes, you did.
As you already know, quite regularly, actually.
Well, I am excited about the food of St. Patrick's Day, especially the meat and potatoes. Ooh. Let's learn more about meat and potatoes in
the Info Cloud.
and welcome to InfoCloud. As someone who has had the opportunity to travel to different parts of the world, I have also been able to try many different types of food.
Sampling the local food is one of the best parts of traveling, in my opinion. Rex, what would you say is the meat and potatoes of Taipei?
Well, it's definitely not potatoes. I would say meat and rice are probably the meat and potatoes of food for many people in Taipei. But Carolyn, this conversation seems a little strange.
I think you're right, Rex. Believe it or not, when we use the phrase meat and potatoes, we usually aren't talking about food. Instead, meat and potatoes means the most basic or fundamental part of something.
Right. So you are more likely to use this phrase when talking about business than about food. For example, daily practice is the real meat and potatoes of language learning.
So the most basic part of learning a new language is making sure you practice using it every day.
今天说的这个 meat and potatoes 不是指食物, 而是指非常重要的基本元素, 可以用在任何领域, 像是一个企业的 meat and potatoes, 可能是生产线, 或是某些产品。 例如, daily practice is the meat and potatoes of English learning. 学习英语最重要的就是每天开口练习。 这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
This is the step that Rebecca taught me, but I'm not doing it very well. Right. Well, still, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody, one and all. Are you wearing green? Because that's what you're supposed to wear on St. Patrick's Day. Otherwise, someone might pinch you. Well, for Rebecca Brittingham, one of her favorite parts of St. Patrick's Day is... actually, is the cabbage. And we're going to learn about when she ate cabbage in the next part of our lesson. So let's enjoy that now.
St. Patrick's Day celebrations. My dance troupe spent the day performing Irish dances all over the city. For some in my troupe, this was the extent of their celebrations. For my family, however, it was just the beginning. After a long day of dancing, going home was a very special treat. The mouth-watering smell of corned beef, cabbage, and boiled potatoes filled the house. Having Irish roots, my grandma made a point to prepare a traditional Irish meal for her entire family. No one could make corned beef like grandma. What a perfect end to a perfect day.
Okay, 继续我们看 troop 这个名词 troop 虽然和 troop, T-R-O-O-P 是同样的发音,但是意思不一样。 T-R-O-O-P 是指军团,而今天我们看的这个 T-R-O-U-P-E 是指戏剧,或者是表演队,或者是戏班子。例如, Chelsea works with different dance troops and performs in various states. Chelsea 和许多舞团的表演团合作,并且在不同的州表演。 或者是 the members of the singing troupe are mostly brothers and sisters. 这个歌唱团的成员大都是兄弟姐妹。这个我们看 extent 这个名词 ex 这个字首向外的意思 tent 这个字根有延伸的意思，所以 extent 是指范围、程度或地步。例如 the extent of the damage caused by the hurricane was much greater than expected. 这个飓风所造成的损害范围比原先预期的还要大很多。 如果要强调到达某种程度的话，是用 to an extent 这个片语。例如 this shopping mall's business was bad to the extent that they had to shut it down. 这家购物中心的生意差到他们必须要把它关起来的程度。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
All right, thank you, Michelle. Okay, so we're continuing to learn about Irish dancing here and what dancers do on St. Patrick's Day. So what do they do, Rebecca Brittingham?
Well, the lesson gives you a clue. The lesson says, my dance troupe spent the day performing Irish dances all over the city. For some of my troupe, this was the extent of their celebrations. And yes, you understand that correctly. So, we used to travel around the city, and we'd go to different schools and put on Irish dancing performances.
That is pretty cool. I love the guy in the middle of this picture. His hair is just covering his face right there.
Mm.
And I love the red hair. A lot of Irish people have reddish hair, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Okay, so back to the lesson about Irish dancing, not about hair. You said for some people, this was the extent of their celebrations. What did you mean by that?
Well, for some people, after they finished the dancing around town, well, that was the end of the celebration. That was it.
That was it.
Right. But for my family, that was just the beginning. So after a long day of dancing around town, we would go home and continue our celebration with a nice meal.
Well, what time was that? Was it like around 3 in the afternoon or like 5 or...
Well, we usually danced until about 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And so by the time we got home, it was probably 4:30 or 5.
And now what time did you start dancing, Rebecca? Was it in the morning at like 8?
Yes.
For like 6 hours?
Yep. 7:30, 8 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was pretty early. It was an all-day event.
I bet your legs were pretty sore by the end of the day.
Oh, I believe me. We were definitely very prepared for this type of activity.
Right. Yeah, you have to be if you're going to dance all day. Well, okay, so after a long day of dancing, Rebecca says, going home was a very special treat. It was a special time. And why? The mouth-watering smell of corned beef, cabbage, and boiled potatoes filled the house. And there are a lot of things that you mention here that we want to talk about, Rebecca. The first one is mouth-watering. Okay, if something is mouth-watering, if you use this adjective, it describes something that makes you hungry.
Right. And this also reminds me of Thanksgiving that takes place in November. Every Thanksgiving, we get a turkey. So we could say, the mouth-watering turkey sat in the middle of the table.
Oh, yes.
Is that making you hungry?
It is making my mouth water. Friends, this word is easy to remember because when you get really hungry, your saliva starts building up inside your mouth, right? It is really like your mouth is getting more water. It's mouth watering.
Exactly.
And so a smell can be mouth watering. The smell of corned beef, cabbage, and potatoes filled the house. Now, first of all, corned beef and cabbage, that sounds delicious. I don't know if I've ever had a proper meal of corned beef and cabbage.
Ooh, it's actually quite tasty, and it's not easy to make.
This isn't easy to make?
No, it's actually not easy to make. Oh. My grandma used to put it in the crock pot. Because you have to be very careful. If you don't cook the corned beef properly, it'll be very difficult to eat.
Oh, man, I know it's just a picture, but I can almost smell it. It looks so good. Okay, so if a smell fills the house, friends, that means you use this phrase when something can be smelled everywhere in the house. No matter if you're on the first floor, second floor, third floor, you can smell this something.
For example, whenever I make chocolate chip cookies, the smell of the chocolate chip cookies fills the house.
Yes. So if you live in an apartment, could you say the smell fills the apartment?
Or, yeah, the smell fills the apartment, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Or when she brings it in, to the third floor at Studio Classroom, the smell fills the third floor, and everybody knows when Rebecca has brought in a treat.
Which, it's been a while since I've done that, right?
Yeah, it's about time to do it again.
Seriously. Well, having Irish roots, my grandma made a point to prepare a traditional Irish meal for her entire family. No one could make corned beef like grandma.
Wait.
Yes?
Let's talk about that phrase. This is a very useful phrase. No one could do something like someone else. You use this when nothing compares to the way that somebody does something.
For example, no one could make mashed potatoes like Mama. Or no one could play the piano like David.
And no one can do review skits like Studio Classroom. Let's enjoy a
review skit.
Yeah, here, catch.
Gabe.
Catch. I said catch. And she doesn't catch.
St. Patrick's Day is finally here!
Oh, you don't have to be so loud, man.
Ah, but I do. My heart is pounding with excitement.
Leprechaun!
So don't just stand there. Throw on your wig and do a jig.
A jig?
Yes, an Irish dance. I can already hear Irish music ringing in my ears.
So, what exactly is St. Patrick's Day?
Aye! It's a cultural and religious holiday.
Oh.
It's celebrated by Irish people around the world with dancing, parties, and great food.
Well, I'm not Irish.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I guess I'm the lucky one. I grew up enjoying Irish dancing.
Irish dancing?
Yes. I eagerly await St. Patrick's Day. I get to dance all day and celebrate being Irish.
Whoa, good for you. But where do you dance?
I dance all over the city.
Is that the extent of your celebration?
Oh, not at all. For me and my family, just the beginning.
Wow. What else do you do?
At home, we have a very special treat. Mouth-watering corned beef, cabbage, and boiled potatoes.
Oh, is that a traditional Irish dish?
Yes.
Or meal? Wow.
It's a perfect end to a perfect day.
If you have Irish roots.
Oh.
Okay, Gabe, let me show you how Irish dancing is really done.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
So it goes like 1, 2, 3, and a 2, 2, 3. I've never danced with boots before. Well, that takes some special talent.
You're doing pretty well. Rebecca's tried to teach me many times. I guess I still have a lot to learn.
Well, Gabe, you can be a lifelong learner. Don't give up yet.
Hey, Rebecca.
What?
A lifelong learner. That's the name of our next lesson.
Oh, great. Well, friends, make sure you come back next time right here on Studio Classroom.
At all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.